The Bonohafu for Regional Minister Kwejo Nyamichemahafu says the second phase of NDC's four-year tenure will see the strengthening of provision of infrastructure and job creation, among other things, to improve the lot of the people in Bonohafu. He was speaking to Radio Ghana in an interview in Sinyai on the 16 seats NDC captured out of the 29 parliamentary seats in the region. Correspondent Emmanuel Mensah-Bludu reports that the last time the NDC won Bonohafu in terms of parliamentary seats was in 1996.
From 2000 to 2008, Bonohafu was in the grips of the NPP, but the tables turned in the favor of the NDC in the 2012 elections. Mr. Nyamichemahafu stated that apart from the good work of the NDC, to which the people responded to positively with their votes, the fact that the First Lady, Lordina Mahama, hails from the Bonohafu also gingered the people to vote massively for the party. Mr. Nyamichemahafu touched on a number of development projects and programs which endeared the NDC to the electorate in the region.
What is even more significant to us as a region is the establishment of the University of Energy and Natural Resources in the region. So this will give an opportunity to a lot of our young up-and-coming youth who want to pursue academic laurels to take advantage of this university in the region. That is, to me, an important factor why the people have supported the government of the NDC in the 2012 elections. I must say that in the region, over the last 4 years, the government has initiated and executed 596 educational projects in the area of dormitories for boys and girls, ICT centers, libraries, science laboratories, teachers' accommodation for the senior high schools and some basic schools in the region.
He said electrification and water projects, as well as the cocoa sector, saw a boost under the Mills and Mahama administration.
We've increased the number of beneficiary communities to 216. And as we speak now, about 300 or more communities are being hooked into the national grid under various projects in the region. Boreholes have been drilled in 595 communities, and the majority of them have been fitted with pumps. We've increased production from about 59,000 tons in 2009 to currently over 120 metric tons of cocoa production in the region.
Mr. Nyamichemahafu noted that the focus of the second phase of the NDC's four-year term was equally probed.
That was the Bonohafu Regional Minister, ending the report by Emmanuel Mensah-Bludu.